إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being He created His wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them He sent forth many men and many women. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. So fear Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights, and fear Allah regarding your arham, regarding your families, your relatives, and your ties of kinship. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. إِخْوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. You should know, may Allah bless you and have mercy upon you, that the foremost obligation upon every single person whilst living in this abode is to protect and safeguard your Iman. Your Iman, it is the greatest blessing. Your Iman is the greatest success. Iman is the most virtuous thing that people can acquire. It is the most successful, prosperous thing that hearts attain. Because of Iman, a person, his status is raised in this life and in the hereafter. Rather, every goodness in this dunya and the akhirah is due to a person's Iman. And every evil and every calamity in this dunya and the akhirah is due to the weakness in a person's Iman. And it is sufficient as an honor for the people of Iman that Allah Jalla fil Ula in His book, He addresses them. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Over and over again, He says, O you who have belief, O you who have Iman. These words, these three words, are enough as an honor for the person of Iman. Because of Iman, a person lives a good life in this life and in the hereafter. Allah said, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha." Whoever does a righteous deed, male or female, wahuwa mu'minun, and he is a person of Iman, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah, then we will give him the good, pure, blessed life. Because of Iman, a person saves himself from the fire. The fire in which the pits are very deep. The punishment is very painful. And the heat is very severe. But because of a person's Iman in Allah and the mercy of Allah, a person saves himself. Because of Iman, a person succeeds with the pleasure of his Lord and the happiness of his Lord. Because of Iman, hearts find tranquility and souls find comfort and solace. Because of Iman, the hearts find delight. Allah said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Verily, those people who have Iman and their hearts find tranquility with the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Verily, with the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find tranquility. إِخْوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Jannah, paradise, which Allah has promised the people of Iman. This is the objective and the goal of every single Muslim. We only live upon this earth so we can die, and by the permission and virtue of Allah we enter into Jannah. So real success for the person of Iman, it isn't in having much wealth or offspring, partners, land, property, houses, status, authority in society. Yes, this is a level of success, but it is only a temporary success. The greater success and the eternal success is entering into Jannah by the virtue and the mercy of Allah. When a person will stand in front of his Lord on the day of resurrection, and in front of him will be his Iman, his righteous actions, his evil actions, then all of these matters, a person will belittle them. The house and the property and the land and the offspring and the money and the status. When he stands on Yawm al-Qiyamah in front of Allah, everything will be belittled. And the only thing which will count is his Iman, his righteous actions, his evil actions. So therefore, Jannah, paradise, may Allah make us from the people of Jannah. This is a real success. Ibadallah, how about when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has guaranteed that the people of Iman will enter into Jannah? A guarantee from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who is the one who is guaranteeing? The one who does not speak from his desires. The one who does not break his promises. The one who is muballigh, he conveys on behalf of Allah. He is al-Amin, the one trusted by Allah. He promises. And what is the guarantee? What is the pledge? Entering into Jannah. However, this guarantee and this pledge of the people of Iman entering into Jannah, it doesn't come for free. It isn't sufficient that a person says, "I am a mu'min," and then he is guaranteed Jannah. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he requires from us certain actions. And if you fulfill these actions, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the permission of Allah, he guarantees Jannah. And these actions which he wanted from us, which are mentioned, are not difficult actions. They don't require much money, much wealth. They don't require for you to leave your lands and travel. They don't even require from you to talk to other people and address other people. Easy actions within yourselves. If you guarantee these actions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he guarantees Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَضْمَنُوا لِي سِتًّا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَضْمَنْ لَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ. If you guarantee for me 6 things within your own selves, I guarantee for you Jannah. He said, أَصْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ. Be truthful when you speak. وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ. And keep your promises. Be true to your contracts. وَأَدُّوا إِذَا تُمِنْتُمْ. And fulfill your responsibilities. وَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ. And guard your private parts. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ. And control and lower your gazes. وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ. And control your hands. Control your hands from harming other people. These matters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you fulfill these matters, he guarantees Jannah. So it is a guarantee for a guarantee, a pledge for a pledge. You guarantee these 6 matters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guarantees Jannah by the permission of Allah. He said, "Fi anfusikum." 6 matters restricted to your own self. You don't need to look at others. You don't need to focus what other people are doing. These 6 matters which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requires from us, they are restricted within your own selves. The first of them, أَصْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ. That be truthful when you speak. And the believer, the mu'min, he is known for his sidq, for his truthfulness. And lying, deception, dishonesty, it doesn't enter upon a person of iman. In every matter, in the matters of the dunya, in business, in buying and selling, whenever shaitan comes to a person and whispers to him to lie, or exaggerate, or deceive, then he reminds himself of al-Iman. And if a person remains truthful, he has sidq in this life, and he dies upon this sidq, then he enters into Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Upon you is truthfulness. Truthfulness, it leads to righteousness and piety. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And piety and truthful and piety and righteousness leads a person to Jannah. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ حَتَّى يُكْتَبْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a person, he keeps speaking the truth. He keeps encouraging himself to speak the truth. Reminds himself to speak the truth. Up until he is written with Allah to be a Siddiq, amongst the truthful ones. The second pledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted from us, he said, وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ. That when you make a promise, when you draw up a contract, then be truthful to the promise and the contract. And this is from the characteristics of a person of Iman. This is an indicator of his taqwa. And al-wafa bil-ahd, being truthful to the promises, fulfilling the contracts, this is the basis of every successful society. Every Muslim society, it only runs upon fulfilling our contracts and fulfilling our promises. Our transactions, our financial transactions, our social interactions, our personal relationships, all of them are based upon al-wafa bil-ahd, fulfilling the contracts, being truthful to our promises. And if this becomes absent and the people do not fulfill their contracts, then we lose trust with each other and we harbor ill thoughts about each other, and therefore society does not succeed. And therefore, breaking the contracts, breaking the promises in any matter, it affects not only the dunya but also the akhirah. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was severe regarding it. So much so, he made it from the indicators of nifaq, the indicators of hypocrisy. Ayatul munafiq thalath. He said the signs and the indicators of a munafiq are three. Amongst them, he said, إِذَا عَاهَدَ أَخْلَفْ. That whenever he draws up a contract, he makes a promise, then he breaks that promise. The third quality that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from us, he said, وَأَدُّوا إِذَا تُمِنْتُمْ. That when you have a responsibility upon you, then fulfill this responsibility. And this is also from the great qualities of a believer. And this is from the perfection of a person's iman, the goodness of a person's Islam, that he fulfills his responsibilities. He fulfills the rights of the other people. And this is in everything. In matters of the deen, you have a responsibility. Do not forward a text message which contains bid'ah, which contains shirk, which contains a hadith which is da'if. Do not speak about Islam without knowledge. This is amana. This is a responsibility upon you. Do not give a fatwa without knowledge. Do not backbite another Muslim. Do not harbor ill thoughts regarding the ulama. The responsibility of other people's wealth, other people's honor, other people's property, all of this comes under ada'ul amana, a person fulfilling the responsibility. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-mu'minu man aminahu an-nas ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. That the believer, the person of iman, is the one who the other Muslims and people, they feel safe in their blood and in their property, they feel safe with regards to this person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That the Muslim, the person of Islam, is a person from whom the other Muslims feel safe from his tongues and his tongue and his hands. This is a person of iman. This is a person of al-Islam. The fourth pledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he said, wahfudhu furujakum, that guard your private parts, guard your private parts from every evil, from every haram. And Allah said in the Quran, walladhina hum li furujihim hafidhun, those people, meaning the people of iman, they are those who protect and guard their private parts. And when a person, when a society, when they guard their modesty, they stay away from haram, they stay away from fahsha, then the offspring are protected. And the lineage is protected. And the society remains pure. And the diseases and the sickness which we find today, a society stays free from this. And whenever the fahsha and the zina and the sins of the private parts, whenever they become prevalent in a society and nobody warns and advises, then this is when it is feared that the punishment of Allah, it descends upon that society. And then the fifth matter that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted from us, he said, وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, that lower your gazes, guard your eyesight, control your sight, And Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and they should protect their private parts. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, that is more purifying for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, and Allah is always informed of that which they do. And then the sixth matter, the sixth pledge which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted from us, he said, وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ, that control your hands, prevent your hands, meaning prevent your hands from ever harming another believer, from ever harming another person, another creation of Allah. Control your hands. And a person who harms the believers with his hands or his tongue, he is hated by Allah. And he is hated by the rest of the believers. And the person who controls his hands and does not harm other people, then this is a sign of his iman. This is an indicator of his iman. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he guaranteed Jannah for a person who does not harm other believers, then how about that person? Not only does he not harm the believers, but he uses his hands to benefit the believers and to help the believers. And listen to this hadith. And this hadith, it is in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. I.e. the hadith, it is authentic. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَرَّ رَجُلٌ بِغُسْنِ شَجَرَةٍ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ طَرِيقٍ, that one day a man, he passed by a tree, and this tree, the branch of the tree, it was overhanging onto the path, onto the road. فَقَالَ, and so he said to himself, وَاللَّهِ لَأُنَحِّيَنَّ هَذَا عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لَا يُؤْذِيهِمْ, he said, by Allah, I will remove this branch, I will cut this branch so it does not overhang onto the road, so it does not harm the believers. Do you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, فَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, so he was entered into Jannah. Why? A person of iman, he saw just a branch of a tree overhanging onto the path, an obstruction for the people, and he wanted to remove this obstacle from the people. فَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and so he was entered into Jannah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إخوة الإيمان, أيها العباد, الإسلام, this religion which Allah has honored us with, it has come to rectify our dunya and our akhirah. And Jannah, this is the objective of every single Muslim. And in this hadith which we mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a guarantee for Jannah. However, this guarantee for Jannah, it is in return for a guarantee from ourselves. He said, أَضْمَنُوا لِي سِتًّا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, guarantee for me six things within yourselves. أَضْمَنْ لَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ, and I will guarantee for you Jannah. He said, أَصْدُقُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ, be truthful when you speak. وَأَوْفُوا إِذَا وَعَدْتُمْ, and when you make a promise, when you make a contract, then be true to that promise and that contract. وَأَدُّوا إِذَا اؤْتُمِنْتُمْ, and when you have a responsibility upon you, a trust upon you, then fulfill that responsibility and that trust. وَاحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, and guard your private parts. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, and lower your gazes. وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ and prevent your hands. Upon us, upon every single person, is to remind himself regarding these qualities which are an indicator of a person's iman, and that we cultivate ourselves, cultivate our children, remind our wives, cultivate our family upon these blessed characteristics which are an indicator of a person's iman. And the mas'uliyah, the responsibility, it is upon the fathers, upon the husbands, upon the wives, upon the imams and the teachers, that we talk about these matters and we remind our children about these matters. Even the children of the masajid, they are reminded not to damage people's property, not to throw lit in people's gardens, not to damage a person's car, and so on and so forth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyyatihi. Every single one of you is a shepherd, and every single one of you is responsible for his flock. Al-imam ra'in wa mas'ulun an ra'iyyatihi. The imam, he is a shepherd and he is responsible for his flock. Wa rajulu ra'in fi ahlihi. And the man, the husband, the father, he is a shepherd upon his family. وَهُوَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And he will be held responsible for his responsibility. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. And the wife, she's also a shepherd, and she's responsible for the house of her husband. وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. And she will be also questioned about her responsibility towards her flock. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين والذين اتبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وأموالنا واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أقم الصلاة